We've been all over the country praying, and God has really blessed us, and we've had wonderful success. So we feel as though God is answering our prayers at this point.
That's Rocky Twyman. He's founder of an organization called Pray at the Pump. I think they're most famous for singing the song, it's the tune, We Shall Overcome, but the words are something like, we shall have lower gas prices. It's about lowering gas prices. He believes this is what God wants him to do. Now, I want to know what you think about this new parachurch organization, Pray at the Pump. The gas prices have come down. In fact, driving in early this morning, I heard a story about how oil prices in general have been dropping precipitously. Now, the person they interviewed on the radio about this said this is simple market force. He said high prices take care of high prices. It's the market force. Rocky Twyman says no. They've been praying at the pump for the gas prices to come down, and they have. Now Rocky's got his detractors, among them Jay Leno. We'll hear a little bit about that and how he feels about Jay Leno's jokes about pray at the pump. It's audio open lines, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Should Christians be praying for lower gas prices, or perhaps higher gas prices? Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE. Let's hear more from Rocky Twyman, founder of Pray at the Pump.
We're told in God's Word that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God controls the oil. God controls everything in this world. And he's trying to tell us, you need to depend on me more.
Okay. It is true that God controls the oil and he controls everything. Our higher gas prices, and we've seen them rise alarmingly, especially during the spring of the year. People were saying, okay, it's going to $5. They had just resigned themselves to the fact that it was going to continue to rise and never go down again. People were turning in the cars that didn't get such good gas mileage. They were shelling out money for new cars that got better gas mileage. They were driving less, walking more, trying to find ways to save at the pump. Rocky Twyman says, all we have to do is pray at the pump. But should Christians be praying for lower gas prices? Can you think of any reason why Christians might want to pray for higher gas prices? I want to know what you think about this new parachurch organization, Pray at the Pump. They claim success in bringing down gas prices. Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Monday. It's August the 18th. Well, Jay Leno has taken some shots at Pray at the Pump.
We're calling on Jay Leno to join in with us because he has mocked our movement, you know, through his jokes and everything.
Of course, Jay Leno mostly rides a motorcycle, doesn't he? Those get notoriously good gas mileage. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. I mean, I got to admit, that was one of the things I was worried about. I was worried about making a 30-mile commute every day with gas prices going up over $5. And I have to admit, a pretty profound sense of relief just to watch them go down as much as they have gone down. Here's more from Rocky Twyman on the Jay Leno connection with Pray at the Pump.
We are going to be praying for Jay that God will touch his heart and that he will believe.
Believe what? You know, I have no idea what Jay Leno believes or doesn't believe, but believe that these prayers have brought about lower gas prices? I mean, there are a lot of things to pray for. My dad always said if it's enough to worry about, it's enough to pray about. I believe that. But I have to say, I haven't been praying for lower gas prices lately. Maybe if I had, they would have gone down even more. Rocky Twyman also has a message for one of the big oil producers in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia.
It's time for the Saudis to prove that they believe in the Holy Quran. By that, we mean that we are told in the Holy Quran that we should have compassion on the poor.
I guess that makes some connection to who are the poor? Are we the poor? The Saudis are the people who ought to have compassion on us by not hiking the prices as high as they do. In fact, the last time I checked, it wasn't so much the Saudis that were raising the oil price. It was just the way that oil gets to us that is causing oil prices to rise so high. But I'm no expert in geopolitical matters. I'm no expert in the markets. I'm no expert in petroleum. The real question is it worth our time? Is it worth our effort? Is it worth our prayer to bring gas prices down? And do you think that those prayers, the prayers of Pray at the Pump, have done so? 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback@issuesetc.org. What do you think about Pray at the Pump? It's audio open lines, issues, etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back.
It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Michael Boykin, Rebecca Obenland, Chris Roseborough, Robert Noland, Pastor Terry Defoe, Carol DeLoach, Thomas Brown, Vic Cook, Donna Yeren, and Philip Dunker. Thanks for your support.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.
45 million lives lost. 45 million unborn children have been killed by abortion in this country since the legalization of abortion on January 22, 1973. It's a number that's difficult to comprehend. As Stalin, the Soviet mass murderer, once said, "A single death is a tragedy, but a million deaths is a statistic." American abortion has been at least seven times as deadly as the Holocaust. 3,600 human beings are killed each day by abortion. By the end of this announcement, one more person will have been aborted. 45 million people that might have been brothers or sisters, mothers or fathers, even friends and future spouses. A million deaths is not a statistic, it's a million tragedies. This has been a perspective on life from National Right to Life. For more information, visit our website at nrlc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes in this first hour of the program. We're talking about Pray at the Pump, audio open lines. Then we're going to hear some audio from Saddleback's Civil Forum on the Presidency. Rick Warren sat down with the two presidential candidates, or presumptive candidates, Senator John McCain and Senator Barack Obama. He asked them basically the same questions, each given their own amount of time, and they answered pretty honestly. But Rick says, after all is said and done, he didn't get anything out of them that he didn't expect, and he thought it was all pretty scripted. We'll hear some of that audio and see what you think about it in the second hour of the program today. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. I want to hear from you about Pray at the Pump. If you pulled in and got ready to pump the gas, and you saw that the price has come down 10, 20 cents, every week it's a little bit lower, it's down into, as I was coming in through Collinsville today, 360 something. And if I drove across the river to Missouri, it's even lower. 10, 15 cents lower than that. Rocky Twyman says they've been praying for lower gas prices and they've got lower gas prices. If Rocky was there praying when you filled up, what would you say to him? Thanks, Rocky. 1-877-623-MY-IE. talkback@issuesetc.org. All right, let's hear one more cut from Rocky Twyman. He's founder of Pray at the Pump. He says that the lower gas prices really are a combination of God plus just some common sense steps that all of us can take.
Faith without works is dead. And so it's not just enough to pray, But people need to also do some constructive things, like organize their days better so they don't waste gas. You know, carpool more. And because Americans are so overweight, it might not be too bad to walk more.
Just some common sense suggestions. I mean, it couldn't hurt to walk a little more. What do you think about Pray at the Pump? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. I even went out a couple of weeks ago. Jeff can tell you about this because it turned into something of an ordeal. I even went out and bought one of those old-fashioned push mowers. I mean, not that my gas-powered mower takes that much gas, but I got tired of going out to mow the grass and then having to make a 20-minute trip to the gas station and pay as much as I used to pay to fill up my entire car to fill up a 2-gallon tank of gas for my lawnmower. Plus, it just looks so cool. So I finally broke down. I got one of these real mowers. Of course, with my schedule lately, the grass gets so high. I'm not like Jeff. I don't have a yard man who comes over every 4 days and trims off his yard so that it always looks like a perfectly verdant carpet. So I've not got much of a chance to use the gasless mower. And I gotta say, perhaps a little concerned that the neighbors might giggle when they see me doing it. But of course, I can get up early in the morning and mow without a drop of gasoline. And maybe I have Rocky Twyman to thank for the fact that I can fill up that 2-gallon tank for my gas-powered mower and not have to pay quite as much as I was before, not as much as to fill up my car about a year and a half ago. Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's Kathy in St. Charles. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Well, I think that if I saw him at the gas station, I don't know if I would thank him. I don't think that the gas prices lowering are necessarily an answer to his prayers or the prayers of people who believe in this movement. But I do think that when we say, give us this day our daily bread, whether our gas prices are high or whether they're low, the Lord can provide. An argument could be made that, you know, you would pray that God would provide for you even with high gas prices, and that requires more faith than asking him to bring them down. And I guess, too, are they looking at the short-term or long-term effects of what is good for us and our neighbors? I mean, short-term, the gas prices coming down is good, but long-term, if the gas prices are up, it unfortunately takes this to get us to look at alternative fuels, and we should have been doing this before gas prices went up. So God can use these things. He said he can use all things to work together for our good. So high gas prices can be for our good. What, you know, maybe lower gas prices maybe aren't.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. See, that's why I asked the question before. What about someone, what if Pray at the Pump had an alternative? Rocky Twyman's got Pray at the Pump where they pray to lower gas prices. But someone else decides that they want to have a Pray at the Pump where they pray for higher gas prices. You ask, why would anyone want to pay more for something like gasoline, something that's become a staple of everyday American life? Well, what has the higher gas price given us? Given people uncertainty about their bank accounts, their ability to pay for everything, higher food prices, all of these things. We say, well, none of those are good. Well, a country that feels itself secure in its own wealth-generating ability, people who are pretty well-heeled showing up to church every Sunday morning without too many cares in the world. History teaches us that such people, without any adversity, very quickly forget God. Now, I'm not saying that higher gas prices are going to drive people back to the church, but what I'm saying is, it was not too long ago I had a conversation with Hal Sinkbile, and he said sometimes, although he doesn't know whether or not the Holy Spirit, makes it through the Holy Spirit's translation, sometimes he prays for an economic collapse in the United States. He thinks it might do us some good. 1-877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. How would you respond to Rocky Twyman, founder of Pray at the Pump, when he says this is all about bringing down the gas prices? God's been answering his prayers. Tomorrow on the program, How to Stay Christian in College with Dr. Jay Bujaszewski. Wednesday this week, the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, Dr. Peter Kurowski, will be our guest. Then Thursday on the program, Dr. David Adams will join us on the order of creation, a very important topic. Friday, Dr. H. Wayne House on false Christs. You have something to say, Craig? Is that what you're yanking the microphone away from Jeff?
Well, I don't know about Rocky, but I have something for you. You've got two children. Why are you mowing the grass? When I was 12, I was out mowing the grass. Emma should take a turn. Solomon should mow some grass.
Well, okay. I don't want to tell any stories out of school. Emma's very good at mowing the grass, although her social calendar leaves very little room during the daylight hours for yard work. And Solomon, we're still working on the, how should I say this? We're still working on drawing a straight line with the mower. You see, I'm kind of particular about how it looks when it's all done. So Solomon's still got a couple months before I push him, get him behind the mower where it'll be nice and straight. I mean, I'll turn him into a yard man yet, but plus, a 12-year-old boy with a gas-powered engine that has a spinning blade? You obviously don't have children, Craig. That's a recipe for disaster. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback at issuesetc.org. I mean, I know people who've gone out and bought hybrid cars who probably 5 years ago would never have considered buying a hybrid. They would have laughed at the notion of buying a hybrid. Now they're driving them. Necessity is the mother of changing your mind or doing those things you never said you'd never do or ever said you'd never do. One thing is for sure, it doesn't take much to scare us, does it? If you actually think about the, in dollars and cents, what it costs you to buy a gallon of gas, to fill up your gas tank, if you actually think about in dollars and cents, what it costs you to do that as opposed to a year ago or 2 years ago, it's not a ton of money. Now, for some people, it is a hardship. Let's acknowledge that. But when the gas prices go up 2 cents a gallon in the course of a day, it's an annoyance for most of us. And yet, we're not just annoyed, we're scared. For a while there, the sky was falling, the economy was going to collapse, and the world was coming to an end. Doesn't take much to scare us. Oh, by the way, Hannah in West Virginia says, I'm 11 and I mow the grass with a real mower. Straight. Good, Hannah, thank you. Maybe she could come out to my place. It doesn't take much to scare us. It doesn't take much for us to, and maybe this is where Rocky Twyman might actually be onto something. I don't know if it's worth our time to go out and sing to the tune of We Shall Overcome, We Shall Have Lower Gas Prices. God never promised us lower gas prices. He never promised us a prosperous economy. He never promised us a world where oil is cheap and abundant. He never promised us any viable alternatives to oil. He never promised that when you get in the car and you drive down the highway, you should be able to do it at your greatest convenience. None of his promises have anything to do with that. He promises us life and forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ. And what should probably concern us more is how easily we are scared by just a few cents on the dollar when it comes to our gas prices. Crisis of faith? I think not. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Saddleback Civil Forum.
On Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.